From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Consider Me Dead by Vicki Britton and Loretta Jackson. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. The baby lay on the rocks near the edge of the cliff, for the moment cast aside, neglected, glassy eyes staring up at the sun. The grotesque sight reminded artist Cole of headlines she had read in some long-ago newspaper about an infant left for a few moments unattended in the Australian outback, one the mother claimed had been spirited away by the dingoes. What Artis gazed at now wasn't a real baby, of course, but a doll wrapped in blankets, which Artis's helper, Shandy, like some overgrown child, always carried with her. After a long hike through the Blue Mountains outside of Sydney, Shandy had insisted that they stop and rest. In the fashion of a teenager, instead of a woman in her late 40s, she sat cross-legged on the ground, quick, deft fingers moving rapidly across the drawing pad propped on her knees, highlighting, shadowing. The rapid back-and-forth sweep of her hand abruptly ceased. Shandy's eyes, hazy blue like the surrounding mountains, eyes that could become so vague, began to gleam with focus and lucidity.
I had a little baby once, but they wouldn't let me keep her.
Mingled with Shandy's bouts of confusion were moments of great clarity. A part of her knew, artists realized that her baby wasn't real, yet the idea of it seemed firmly grounded in some truth, like a flashback from a broken past.
I told them I'd be a good mother, Shandy lamented, but they wouldn't listen.
The terrible sadness that crept into her eyes caused artists to feel the same horrible sense of emptiness.
They took her away from me.
Artis had made many attempts to get Shandy to talk about her.